Divergent Teachings on the Sanctuary Truth. But behind the scenes, and not mentioned in the review and herald in the formal report of the session, a number of important things were taking place. One of these was three early morning meetings in which church leaders heard Elder A.F. Ballinger present his views on the sanctuary. Ellen White was to address herself in a somewhat veiled way to these views in her talks, and more specifically in a face-to-face confrontation. In her Tuesday afternoon address to the session on the work for this time, she discussed a number of subjects, among which was the work developing in Washington. I want those present at this meeting to realize that it has meant a hard struggle to bring the work in this place to its present state of advancement. The Lord God has been at work. My brethren, instead of criticizing what has been done, save your speech for the great cities that have not yet been worked, such as New Orleans, Memphis, and St. Louis. I ask you never to find fault with what has been done here, for I have seen the angels of God working here, encouraging the workers, and leading them to lift up their eyes to see their Redeemer and be strengthened. I have seen the angels of God on this ground with the youth and with the other workers. I have seen the power of God at work here, and I wish to tell you that I want this meeting to be an everlasting cure of your fault-finding and murmuring and trying to find someone to criticize. May God help us all to humble our hearts before Him and be converted. Her mind turned to the teachings on the sanctuary truths that were being quietly met by church leaders. She told of how in the early days errors crept in, and how the Lord sent her into the field to meet fanaticism and misleading teachings. She declared, "We shall have to meet these same false doctrines again. There will be those who will claim to have visions. When God gives you clear evidence that the vision is from Him, you may accept it, but do not accept it on any other evidence, for people are going to be led more and more astray in foreign countries and in America. The Lord wants His people to act like men and women of sense." Then she came to the point, making a prediction. In the future, deception of every kind is to arise, and we want solid ground for our feet. We want solid pillars for the building. Not one pin is to be removed from that which the Lord has established. The enemy will bring in false theories, such as the doctrine that there is no sanctuary. This is one of the points on which there will be a departing from the faith. Where shall we find safety unless it be in the truths that the Lord has been giving for the last 50 years? In her closing remark, she reminded the audience, "Do not think that Satan is not doing anything. Do not think that his army is passive. He and his agencies are on the ground today. We are to put on the whole armor of God. Having done all, we are to stand, meeting principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. And if we have on the heavenly armor, we shall find that the assaults of the enemy will not have power over us. Angels of God will be round about us to protect us." In an obvious reference to Elder A.F. Ballinger and some of his friends attending this session, she said, "I am praying that the power of the Savior will be exerted in behalf of those who have entered into the temptations of the enemy."